From Fernando. He said the time is now. Definitely also throw in some Hey Hitlers in there.
Hey Hitler.
Just so you know, every email that comes in now says Hey Hitler. It's a really cool thing to have all your emails say.
Hashtag Hey Hitler.
Hey Hitler. Hey Hitler. Hey Hitler. Really exciting stuff.
Makes me laugh every time. It's so funny.
I know. It's really good, man.
Hey, Hitler.
Yeah.
People are like, what is this podcast about?
Why does it open with Hey, Hitler? And I don't think it's going to change. I feel like...
I think it's going to stick.
I feel like that.
Come on. When's the Hey, Hitler t-shirt coming?
Man.
Please.
That's like jeans. It's always going to be Hey, Hitler.
Hey, Hitler.
God, there's so much, so much today. I'm just looking for this instrumental. Let's see, Wednesday, I'm doing the Conan O'Brien show.
Oh.
Conan, to the kids. Everybody old, I feel like, says Conan.
Of course.
My dad said, I saw you on Conan. So, Conan, on Wednesday, if you want to... Set your...
What time is that on, Conan?
Late. It's on TBS. I don't know. It's whenever the late night shows are on.
Probably
11 something.
10 or 11.
Yeah. Very excited. Josh Brolin's on the show. Great actor.
Yeah.
You know who that is.
Yeah.
You don't know who
I know the name. What's he in?
He played... he's in No Country for Old Men.
Oh, yeah. That guy's great. Are you going to talk to him, do you think?
I don't know. If he'll talk to me.
Do you have your...
questions
ready? Dressing rooms next to him.
Yeah, I'm gonna be like, Josh, you're a good actor. I'm a good actor. What's up?
Do you want to hang out? Hey, Hitler.
Hang out in my room? So
give him a Hey, Hitler.
Then when I see him, I'll be like, Hey, Hitler, good acting. What's the other thing? Shart Lake Titties, Salt Lake City this weekend, Friday and Saturday. We sold out 4 shows. We added a 5th show. I just got an email. There are 50 tickets left at the time of this recording, which makes me think that by the time this actually airs, it'll be gone. So thank you, Tart Lake Titties.
Tart Lake Titties?
Yeah, Tart Lake Titties. And later this month in Fartniks, Arizona, Stand Up Live, 4 shows, February 26th and 27th. And then rolling into March, I'm going to... Tacoma, Washington, or Washington, and then I have Cleveland, Ohio. Mm. I'm going to be there also in, the last weekend in March, and there's some other dates. I put them on all on TomSegura.com. Go to the shows page.
Oh, also check out Tommy's new vlog.
Yeah.
That's also on your mom's...
Housepodcast.com.
And check out our new little segments that we have up on YouTube and on our website.
You put them on the clips page, right?
It's on the clips page, and you can see us actually what we do live. You can see Tommy's anal explosion from last week, which is a surprise.
There's a thing we're doing too where people keep asking, well
meow, meow.
Just put up full episodes. We're working towards it, but right now, Blue Band's here. He's shooting clips and putting them up, so. We're just working towards it, but it'll happen.
His little bird hands are working hard.
Yeah, he's flying around the room with a camera, a GoPro mounted to his chest, And it's a lot of work. So, you know, but we'll get there. But for now, if you want to check those out, yourmomshousepodcast.com. Any dates you want to plug, Jeans?
Yes, Hitler. Come see me April 1 and 2 at Flapper's Comedy Club in Sperm Bank, California.
That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Also, May 27th through 20th. That's a long way, but May 27th and 28th at the Comedy Store in La Jolla, California.
Yeah.
La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
And then April 20th, one night only at the Ventura Comedy Club, the 8 o'clock
show. That's a great place.
I'm so excited to
do it. You have a good time there.
Did they know you there?
I did it. I did it twice.
Tom Segura sent me, guys. Hey, Hitler. Tom sent me.
Hey, Hitler. Tom said...
Guys, I want to thank everybody who's used our Amazon banner to do their Christmas shopping. I urge you to continue to use our Amazon banner to do your Valentine's Day shopping. I know that's coming up.
That is coming up.
You got to get your St. Patrick's Day gifts. Everybody gets one of those. Mm-hmm. Anyways, just do all your shopping through our banner. What that means is you go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, click on the banner at the top of the homepage. I'm sorry, at the bottom of the homepage. And do your shopping as you normally would. It's just easy. It's like a magical portal.
Nice.
You know what's interesting is that you had to shit last time, and I've been drinking coffee, and I feel like I may have to shit in this
episode. What a neat way to tie things together. That's really a cool story, and I'm sure, I know I appreciate it. I bet the listeners will appreciate it too. And what a great way to roll into our sponsors this week. Ladies and gentlemen, this episode of Your Mom's House is brought to you by Blue Apron. You need to know how to cook. Not only do you feel like you know your only way around a kitchen, but cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout. Again, but where do you start? Blue Apron has you covered. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron delivers all the fresh ingredients you need to create home-cooked meals. Just follow the easy step-by-step instructions. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. No overwhelming trips to the grocery store. No more sad takeout. No matter your dietary preferences, Blue Apron makes it a breeze to discover and prepare dishes like...
Well, Tom, this week, since we do get Blue Apron, this is what we will be eating. Spicy yuzu glazed chicken wings with baby tatsoi and shiitake sesame rice. I don't even know what it is, but it sounds amazing.
Get your life.
And if you don't like chicken, they got steak tacos with green mole.
Whoa.
Okay.
You better get your life.
And radish avocado salad. Manhattan style fish chowder with garlic crostini. Come on. If you're not into the meats, come on. They got caramelized onion, lacinato kale.
You can't even pronounce this stuff.
It's so exotic. And goat cheese quiche with simple green salad. Come on.
Well, look, you're going to be making this stuff right in your own kitchen. You cook with ingredients that you never used before, like everything that Christina just mentioned, and watermelon, radishes, and purple potatoes. And recipes are between 500 to 700 calories per portion. Delicious and good for you. Right now, you can get your first two meals for free at blueapron.com/MOM. That's blueapron.com/mom. Blue Apron, Mom. A better way to cook. They've been game changers for us as new parents who get sick of ordering a lot of takeout. It's a nice change, man. It's a really nice change. It's great. Good job.
I mean, there's only so many days in a row we can be eating cheeseburgers and pizza. So Blue Apron's really saved us.
Mm-hmm.
It's really saved us. We've been healthier because of it. So thank you, Blue Apron.
For sure. Will you grab that when you get a chance?
I will. Do you want me to do it right now?
No. Go ahead and do your copy.
Okay, Mommy. Valentine's Day, it's around the corner. And this year, don't be predictable and show up at your Valentine's Day dinner with some last-minute box of chocolates or a bouquet of roses that are just going to die in a week, right? Give the gift everyone is talking about. Show your special someone just how much you care with a present you'll both love. A gift that looks great and feels great. Something that says you deserve the best. So there you go. Get me undies. This underwear is as comfy as it gets. MeUndies are made of micromodal fabric, meaning they're
modal.
They're twice as soft as cotton, and they don't just feel great, they look great. MeUndies comes in tons of cool prints and styles and new designs that come out every month, and you don't want to miss February's limited edition design from the legendary artist Keith Haring. This retro design is inspired by love, making it the perfect Valentine's Day gift. Grab yourself a pair and celebrate the holiday sporting matching underwear with your sweetheart. And MeUndies has a keep it for free guarantee. If you don't fall in love with your first pair, keep them and you'll get your money back. No questions asked. This year, win Valentine's Day. Head to MeUndies.com/mom now to get free shipping and 20% off your first order. Don't wait till last minute. Get a matching pair of this month's limited edition print while you still can and get 20% off.
Mm.
Ready? MeUndies.com/mom.
Yeah, they are the most comfy. And yeah they are. Got a message today about it.
Oh, you did?
From a listener that they ordered their MeUndies.
Well,
love them.
If they're smart, they're going to order before February 4th in the U.S. to make sure their pair arrives in time for Valentine's Day.
There you go.
MeUndies.com/mom. Free shipping. 20% off your first order.
And finally, this episode is brought to you by Stamps.com. There's got to be a better way to mail and ship stuff. Going to the post office takes up too much time. Leasing a postage meter is way too expensive. Turns out there is a better way. Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter or package right from your desk. Use your own computer and printer, even get special postage discounts you can't find at the post office. Plus, Stamps.com is more powerful than a postage meter at just a fraction of the cost. You can save at least 50% compared to a postage meter, and you'll avoid those time-consuming trips to the post office. We use Stamps.com. We have, since the jump off, everything that we ship from our store has postage from Stamps.com. We wouldn't even dream of going to that post office or getting postage anywhere else.
And we haven't since we started using Stamps.com.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
And we use them, you know, we've said it before, and it's true. We use them before they sponsored our show because they were just that convenient. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com. Use our promo code MOM for this special offer. It's 4 weeks, $110 value. It includes a postage includes free postage and a digital scale that automatically calculates postage for you. Do not wait. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in M-O-M. That's Stamps.com. Enter MOM.
On Instagram, someone just sent me a screen grab of like the television, the TV guide. It says, Hi Hitler. H-I-G-H.
Hi, Hitler. Oh, boy. All right. You ready to do the show?
Yeah.
Let's get into it. Here we go.
Hi, Mommy.
This shit is big time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone love into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand.
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura,
and Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Sometimes the opening flows through me differently, you know?
It's not always the same. I was a little upset that you didn't play it, like,
yeah, but
the guitar.
I still was playing it.
Yeah.
I was just playing it differently.
Were you DJ dad-mouthing it? I feel like you had your DJ pads.
Well, I was just like, I feel like I was a producer sitting in on a session that time, you know? Like, I came in and they're like, can you lend us your ears for a second?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I feel this.
Like that guy in American Idol
Right.
Who wears the Beats by Dre every single time he's on
Jimmy
camera.
Jimmy Iovine, yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So he shows up and he's like, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, your notes, they're hitting the right pitch, but it's just that, yeah, yeah. I need to feel the emotion more. I feel like I was that guy.
I feel like you were that guy today. That was really cool.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Oh, I'm pretty cool.
You feel it.
I feel it.
Yeah, I like your hat today, El Chapo.
Thanks, Hitler. I got my El Chapo hat on. Free my boy, El Chapo.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a huge fan?
Oh, yeah, man. Me and Sean Penn are tight.
How great was that interview with Sean Penn?
He's retarded.
He is retarded.
He's a well-meaning retard.
Yeah.
A lot of actors are.
Yeah.
Their emotions get in the way of their minds actually functioning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he means well.
Yeah.
I feel complicit. He was
so fired
so
up.
So fired up about the war on drugs, and you know, he feels complicit and okay.
But you know why he's so fired up? Because he's been sniffing Robin Wright's ass for how many years?
Well, at this point, he hasn't in a while. You know, I mean, they've been split for quite some time.
Yeah,
I think it's basically his withdrawal
of not.
He understands drugs because he sniffed that butthole for so many years that he's probably like, you know, I feel compelled to take a really risky trip just to get those butthole whiffs again.
Do you miss House of Farts for that reason, that you're not watching her, you're not getting your whiffs in?
Absolutely. I miss House of Farts so much that
I know.
Even though there is nothing that indicates that it's about to premiere, even though I did see a trailer for
a little
commercial, I'll still sometimes on Netflix click on it and be like, did that new season come out? And I have no idea, even though I know it didn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's like opening the cupboard thinking that new food will appear.
I know. Now, we watched The Princess Bride the other night, and that's like vintage Robin Wright. And I just want you to decide, do you like the vintage Robin Wright, her butthole, or current Robin Wright? Two different buttholes.
Two completely different buttholes.
Yeah.
And to me, it's no competition. I want current Robin Wright butthole.
Really? Walk me through this. Why?
I like that season hole. I like, you know, she's so much more confident. I mean, she's kind of a pushover in The Princess Bride. I never liked broads like that.
Right.
Now, as the first lady, I feel like she's just ripping it up. And she's just, you know, she's on all fours and she's got a collar around my neck.
Okay.
And she's pulling on the leash.
Okay.
And she's making me eat more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the Robin Wright I've grown to love.
That's the one you love.
Yeah.
Well, I also think she's on a very strict diet. I mean, there's not an ounce of fat on her.
She looks great. I mean, how old does she have to be? She's got to be
50.
At least 50.
Amazing. She's on that vegan diet for sure.
Yeah, let's get her
age. I bet she doesn't eat meat. She's probably like pescatarian or something like that. No dairy. She doesn't eat dairy. She doesn't eat meat.
49.
Wow.
Turning 50 in April.
Do you think her butthole really tastes different than it did in The Princess Bride?
I think so.
Does age change the flavor of your butthole?
I think it has to. I think, I think she probably has a, I don't want to say gamier, but just.
It's not, hers is not gamey.
It's not gamey. It's just, I don't know. It's just, you know, when a restaurant has a grill that's been there for a while.
Yeah.
And like, we don't change the grill because it contributes to the flavors.
Like, don't wash the skillet.
Like Mama Yuka's.
Just wipe the skillet. Yeah.
They just wipe it.
Yeah.
Why? And they go, well, it contributes. Like, if we were to clean this completely, some of the flavors that you taste in our cooking would just, we can't replicate.
Yeah.
That's what's up with Robin Wright's asshole.
I think you're right on that.
I think it's the kind of asshole that, you know, you wipe it, but you don't want to wash it too much. That's a good butthole.
Flavors. It preserves the flavors. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I wish she would chime in on this.
Yeah, I wish she would too.
Is Sean Penn on Twitter? Maybe we could ask him.
I don't think so. Mm. Oh, man.
Okay. Who is that opening clip?
So, do you remember a few years ago,
Mommy,
there was the story of this homeless man who, his voice was so amazing that they gave him a campaign to, you know, that they tried to save him from this. You know what I'm talking about?
I do remember. He was singing,
I think,
like,
he was
on the side of the road or something. No, I remember this. I think we covered this on the show, like the first year of our podcast.
Yeah.
And then they gave him a bunch of money.
Yeah.
To have like a recording deal.
Yeah. But I think it was recording for like voiceover or something, right?
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it was a voiceover. It wasn't for singing. But he had just the most amazing deep voice. So yeah. His name is Ted Williams, which is the same as a famous baseball player. Okay. He's this guy became homeless. I forget. I know it was drug related, but he had a really crazy, story. And from what I remember, when they gave him money, it just all went to shit afterwards.
Yeah, right? That kind of is what happens.
See, he didn't really get a chance to. He didn't really know what to do with that. You know, he had no life skills. He was a homeless guy that was an addict, and then they're like, "Here's fucking $25,000," and he was like.
Well, that's why people that win the lottery, it doesn't really change their lives in the long run. It makes things worse.
Right.
They don't know how to
hold
the money.
With that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think this is a little clip of. Here's
Hi, I'm Ted Williams, this the is a guy. Man with a golden voice. All this right. story is part of NBC's Season of Kindness.
He's got a great voice.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens. Here's a little backstory on him, basically.
What's up, my brother?
When Ted Williams goes back to his old haunts, admirers still stop for high fives and selfies almost 4 years later. It's been a rough and rocky road since Williams got his big break.
When you're listening to nothing but the best of oldies, you're listening to Magic.
That's him.
Oh, wow.
That's him homeless on the street.
From the side of the highway in Columbus, Ohio, to inside the Today Studios as a guest announcer.
Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza.
Jeez.
At the time, Matt asked Williams if he could cope with the sudden fame.
Are you emotionally ready to accept this second chance, to do the right things with this second chance?
This time around, Matt, I have a God.
A $300,000 book deal.
Ooh,
and
geez.
Offers for voiceover work poured in.
And you know you love it. One day, I'm homeless with not two pennies to rub together. And then the next day, I'm in Hollywood.
And it was too much, too quick.
I was going to say, it doesn't sound good.
William says, along with bad business deals and failed attempts at rehab.
Ooh,
clean and sober for 22 months, he says, and finding fulfillment through working with the homeless. He's lost his car and condo and knows his past may never be behind him.
I would lay my bed and my pillow and everything right in there.
Jesus.
Williams has a new manager and says this time around will be different.
Still that second chance, but this time a better shot at it.
He's back in the studio, relying on a few voiceover contracts for income.
Now that cloud is slowly moving away.
Slowly moving from a troubled past to a still uncertain future.
Isn't that really something? That guy can just talk, and that's his natural
voice. Oh, I think voiceover is hands down the best gig in show business.
I do too.
And you can have a studio in your own home. You don't have to leave.
Well, now we got to tie this all together.
God.
Forgot to tell you. So this whole reason that I played all that for you is to tell you that our opening clip is him being reunited with his mother.
Oh, no.
After years of homeless addiction, where he's living on the streets, he didn't see his mother for a long time, and then
hi, mommy.
That's
hi,
him
mommy.
Being reunited.
Hi, mommy. Hi, mommy. Hi, mommy. Hi, mommy.
That's so much funnier now that I know that backstory. Thanks. Why did you tell me that backstory? That was horrible.
I didn't mean for it to.
I'm gonna cry. That was so sad. God. What a fucking bummer. Thanks, Tom.
Okay.
God. That's depressing.
Woo.
Jeez.
Sometimes, you know, funny is just funny. You know what I mean? So.
It is funny when I don't know his whole sad story.
Oh, God.
Addiction.
Hi, mommy.
Yeah, and he bawls. So that's. Aww. He's basically reuniting with her, and there's a camera crew. So he starts saying that as he's walking through the hotel lobby, and then he gets up and he just collapses into her arms.
Aww.
He hadn't seen her in like 10 years.
I love you, mommy.
Oh my, stop it. I'm keep thinking of our son. Don't do this to
our
me.
Son, imagine
crying.
If our son doesn't see you for 10 years.
I would die.
Yeah.
I would die.
Hi, mommy.
If he sounded like that, I would die.
Hi, mommy.
Hi, mommy.
The funny thing is funny. How many times we walk into the house and we go, hi, mom. We always walk in the house and say,
hi, mommy.
I know.
Usually not crying our toothless, homeless cries as we say it, but.
Is he toothless?
Well,
there?
He's got nice veneers now.
Now.
He had really bad set of chompers.
What does his mom look like? Is she normal looking?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she looks old as fuck.
She's old as fuck.
Yeah, well, he's old too, so yeah. Okay. In this thing, she looks, I mean, you know, she looks like a normal old lady. Yeah.
She's not all weird.
She doesn't look all homeless and shitty and stuff, no. She doesn't look like a drug addicted homeless person. No.
I'm thinking, does the apple far fall?
It does far fall.
Far fall up?
In this case, it fell so fucking far. Yes.
From the homeless.
They don't
tree?
Look anything alike.
Oh, okay.
I think he's mixed.
Mixed what?
Mixed race.
Of what?
Something in white. And his mom's white. I don't know. He looks like he's a
mix. So she got the something in her?
She got a lot of something in her, yeah. She looked like she got like a big dick through a Hitler painting into her pussy. And
hey Hitler. Yeah.
So Hitler,
Hey Hitler.
Jeez.
Yeah, so
well, good for him, second chance.
It is. It's good for him, and you know,
let's hope he stays off the drugs.
We love you, mommy.
I love you, mommy.
So stay off the drugs. And keep your awesome voice working. God, that voice is really incredible.
Yeah, how does one discover a homeless voiceover talent?
Like, because he used to stand on the side of the road with a sign and said, like, I have a great voice, blah, blah, blah.
Oh.
People would drive up and video him. It's all the modern era.
I remember.
So they would say, like, say something. And he would be like, hey, you're listening. That's what that was.
I remember that.
And then
that
went viral. People were like, can you believe this guy's voice?
I wonder if a comedian's ever been discovered that way, like a homeless street comic.
Dat Fan.
Is he? Are you being serious?
No. No.
I'm sure there were street performers. Robin Williams claimed to be a street performer, I think.
Hmm.
Wasn't he?
I don't know.
He's on drugs, too, though.
Can't really ask him anymore, so.
She's not.
No.
That's
hey,
really...
Hitler.
It's really taken over the Hitler movement. There's so much.
Well, I like that we've revamped the Hitler movement. We've changed it, remixed it for 2016.
It feels really good to have a fan base that addresses you as Hitler. And it feels like it's growing. So
Hitler
really
remix.
Thankful to a lot of you for that. Holy cow.
You thought it was over.
We put out a call. We said, is there any Hitler porn out there? And, you know, we couldn't find any last week. And then this week, what do we have? We have so this starts, okay, this is so bizarre. Why don't you describe what's going on here, okay?
Me?
Yeah, I'm gonna be careful with that video. We have a camera and we weren't able to show any of it. I can show you this actually, this image I can show you. Can you see that? Yeah.
Can I
so,
see?
So yeah. So what do you
okay,
see there?
It's the Fuhrer. Yes.
Yeah, and this
our
is,
beloved Fuhrer. Yeah,
this is in a porno. Okay.
Okay.
So you tell us what
okay.
you see. Okay.
Okay. So Hitler. It's a photograph of Hitler.
Framed.
The Fuhrer framed. Big one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And there's a black eye. Oh.
That's the Fuhrer.
My Fuhrer.
So a black guy stuck his ding dong through the Fuhrer's mouth, and now a blonde lady. And she just licked Hitler's face, and she's spitting on it.
This is definitely...
And she's aggressively sucking
this
the
is,
Fuhrer's penis.
This is Hitler porn.
This is Hitler
say.
Porn. This qualifies. And she spit on his photo like
by
that.
The way, she keeps saying, my Fuhrer.
My Fuhrer.
Yeah, I don't think she was saying it correctly.
The Fuhrer.
Yeah.
That's right. A nice sound. Is that the sound you want me to make? When I...
Yes.
Let me
that's listen. The Fuhrer.
My Fuhrer! My Fuhrer, give me my Fuhrer!
It's like Maria. Is that Maria?
My Fuhrer, give me my Fuhrer!
My Fuhrer!
Sounds like a cartoon.
My Fuhrer! Yeah, that's not correct.
That sounded like a productive cough.
That one felt good. So, you know, we found it. We found what we were looking for.
I'm so happy. I feel so complete. I was worried we wouldn't find any.
With the help of our listeners, anything is possible. Thank you for helping us find my fjord porn.
It takes a Nazi village.
Yeah, so I don't know if you're interested in knowing where that scene goes.
Yeah, where does that go? I'm going to make a few guesses.
Tell me what you think happens.
Well, she started sucking Hitler's peener.
Well, to be clear, it's a black guy's penis that we poked through
the photo.
Hitler's mouth
right.
in the photo. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, okay. And where do you think it goes?
I think the peener goes in her vagine.
Do you think it stays through the frame the entire time?
No.
Where does it go, you think?
It goes in her vagina.
And then
he takes it out of the Führer's.
Oh, and then they just have regular sex?
Sure.
That seems kind of boring.
Maybe I'm boring porn. That's probably why I don't receive all the porno emails. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We do really appreciate
That's for you.
That they're always like, hey, Tom, something here for you to watch.
For your eyes only.
And then you go, here, there's something to watch. Enjoy it.
Oh, yeah. I just forward them straight to you.
Why? It only smells?
What? It only smells. Okay. It only smells.
It's okay.
Are you?
It's okay.
Are you mad that he's done?
I'm so mad. You know, Rocco and I had a special connection.
Yeah. And there's nothing you can do anymore.
I know. He's old for a porno guy, though. How old is Rocco? He's 50-something.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, in porno years, that's they should be dead of AIDS
by
then.
Yeah, it's really old. So let's see what happens with the Führer. That's a really ambitious angle for a porno.
The Hitler porn?
But yeah.
Yeah. What's happening? Talk us
She's
through it.
She's still doing what she was doing.
She's putting her mouth on his peener?
Yeah. Yeah.
But how does that...
Oh, she has a swastika armband on.
Hmm.
I didn't realize that.
So that's how it ties in the theme. I was wondering how they were going to tie it all together.
So, and that's why she's so excited. Remember, she goes, oh, my...
Oh, like, she's so excited.
She's so excited. Yeah. She has the badge on her arm. Mm. It doesn't look authentic. It looks like maybe the art department of a porno movie made it. Yeah.
It's backwards.
Yeah. Still going.
You taste that? That's the world's freedom.
What?
I don't know.
It's the world's freedom. I don't think that's what Hitler stood for.
I don't think so either. Okay. So he threw the painting and said, fuck you, Hitler.
Shove your dick in my mouth.
So now it's, they kind of abandoned that, you know?
Yeah.
You know what's really sad? He's still like...
That girl has a mom and dad.
She's
she was once an innocent baby.
He's still three quarters erect. He's not even.
Is that you hate that specifically?
Yeah, I think it's a real bummer.
Flaccid penises in porno. That should be number one. It can't be flaccid.
I don't think you don't get to work.
But you want
to
know something, Tommy?
Hmm.
Dry vaginas. I don't like seeing a dry vagina in a porno.
Yeah.
It makes me so upset for the woman.
Yeah.
When you see it's like sandpaper going in. You're like, ugh. Ow.
Yeah.
Ow. Or when the guy finger blasts her too hard. I don't like that either.
I
hate that aggressive fingering stuff.
I don't like that either. I'm not into that.
Or aggressive asshole fingering too. Like,
I'm really interested in seeing though, because pornos have a really interesting way of sometimes ending the scene in reference to what the scene was about.
Yeah.
You know, like, so like if it's a plumbing repair, you'd be like, see if the pipes work now.
Right.
So,
right.
How does this Hitler themed?
Okay, let's guess. How many Jews did this kill now?
Wow. Jesus. That's really something.
What?
Nothing.
Put this in your work camp. No?
It's intense. Yeah, you might be right. I think the theme
that's
here
too,
that they don't
smart.
That they don't really explore is that he's supposed to be the American liberator.
And right.
She's Nazi sympathizer.
Oh,
and
sure.
He just ejaculates on her.
Okay. Oh, so he's doing it for freedom.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, he's going to be like, it's going to be something like, send Hitler this message, you know? It's like, tell Hitler There's more of this where it came from.
Like, okay, like America Wins.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Obviously, you're right, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Okay, he's finishing.
He's kind of quiet for a finish.
Real
a little
quiet.
Disappointed.
Not a fan of
not
that.
Not like
either.
Our other guy last week.
Yeah. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah. They're kind of loving.
Freedom. Sweet taste of freedom.
Yeah. That's it.
That's what you call a button.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're right. Pornos always have buttons on them. That's so dumb. As if we don't know the scene's over.
And like, no one cares. No one cares if there's a button. That's the most important.
Yeah, I'm going to fart all over your fucking face.
That's a button right yeah. there. Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds yeah. like Maria.
My, that's a big cock.
Yep. Yep. That's right, Maria.
Does that ever make you feel weird that that's your sister saying that stuff?
Not really. Just because, I mean, she's so crazy and it's been like that for so long that it feels normal. If it was somebody else in my family, yes, you know, if it was my other sister, if it was like my mother, I'd be like, what? But with Maria, it just sounds completely normal.
So she's always been an animal.
Yeah, yeah. And she's always game to like say something crazy, you know, so none of it sounds crazy to me.
Come over here and shit on my tits.
Yeah, yeah. Remember when she was like, oh, blast. Oh, blast my. Yeah, I fucking love it. That's like, yeah, she's like,
blast. Oh, blast my fucking face. Yeah, blast my fucking face.
She didn't want slap. That was the whole thing.
Blast my fucking face.
She was like, I don't want
that's
slap
right.
It.
Blast is
yeah.
much
oh,
better.
Blast. Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. Oh, my God. It's fabulous.
Can't make that shit up.
How did she get that way?
I don't know.
It's so funny. Between your mom and your dad, I just don't. Yeah, she's such an animal.
She is.
I don't see that.
She is, man.
Huh. I'm so happy we found Hitler porn. Thank you for submitting.
Thank you,
that.
Listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you, little mommies. By the way, speaking of El Chapo, who I'm rocking today on my hat, our little son has a nickname. El Chapo.
El Chapo.
Chapito.
Yeah, Chapito.
Yeah.
We've been calling him that the last couple of weeks.
I feel like that might stick. That could stick.
I think so. I don't really know much about El Chapo, so I feel bad
sweet
calling
guy.
My son that.
He's a good guy. You nicknamed your son after the most ruthless drug lord in probably of all time. I mean, I think has a more violent track record than Escobar did. And
oh well, that's good. As long as he's the most.
Yeah, he's number
a winner.
One.
Yeah, I like that.
He's a little shorty, you know, Chapo. So,
oh, yeah.
And our little boy's short. He's
Chapito.
He's 7 weeks old. So,
well, I just thought
El Chapo gets what he wants.
That's what I'm saying, is that he's a bit harsh. He's a dictator. He demands things. And it's endearing.
And Chapito, our little boy, is the same way. He's
so angry.
Yeah.
The dogs are handling it better than I thought they would.
Yeah.
I mean, in the beginning, I know the schnitzel was just curious.
Yeah.
Fief was just like, he sniffed her once.
Her?
I mean, him. Sorry. My brain is fucking...
Yeah.
He was a little upset that he has to share his cigarettes and his weed and stuff, but... Mm-hmm.
But now he just lays down there and he's just like, oh. I think once he realized that Chapito was not going to take anything that was his, he was like, yeah, it's cool. You can lay here too, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it seems like.
Yeah. It's funny because he tolerates Bitsy just jumping on him and taking his stuff. You know, I guess he's really given in to her.
Yeah, he's resigned to the effort.
Yeah.
You know when you go, like, I'm just not going to try.
Yeah. Bitsy's more of the dictator of the house now than anybody.
Because I feel like it's all about energy. It's like an old man and a young kid, and you're just being like, just whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
She just takes over. We got to have those two in the studio. We got to interview them pretty soon, I think.
I think it's probably a good idea. I mean, I'd love to get his take on, you know, is there a change of guard happening? And
true.
I never even listened to Bitsy speak. I'm curious about all of that.
You've never heard her talk?
Not really. No.
That's weird.
Just a few words here and there.
She talks to me a lot.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Let's bring them in next week.
Okay. All right, okay.
By the way, does homeless Ted...
Hi, Mommy. Hi, Mommy.
Hi, mommy. Hi, mommy. Hi, mommy. Hi, mommy.
Does he remind you a little bit of...
Fuck me in my ass, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's the homeless voice.
Yeah.
What happens when you get homeless? You sound like this.
You
fuck me. Fuck me. Fuck me. You're fucking me.
Yeah.
You're fucking me, man.
Yeah.
Man, it's all that fresh air, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That rugged life, huh?
Holy shit, yeah.
Is that what it is?
It's all that walking fresh air. Yeah.
Mommy, it's kind of like here, a yelling voice.
Does this sound like fresh air to you right here?
It's cold outside. I came up here to get a cup of coffee.
See?
Every time I come in Whitney, I got a problem.
This is Burger King,
this
man.
Whatever the fuck, this is Whitney, Burger King, whatever you want to call it. Every time I come in any one of these stores up here, you bitch, except for McDonald's, you bitch, you got a problem.
I'm sorry, ma'am. You can go ahead and step
out. It's not ma'am. My name is Carla.
Okay, Miss Carla.
It's not ma'am, and you know damn well it's not ma'am.
Well, I don't know your name until you just told me.
You don't. Take a good look. You know my name. It's Carla. Fuck what you heard.
Fuck what you heard.
You know my motherfucker. Don't blame me. Because you can't, miss. Whatever the fuck yours is, they mine's called 24/7, baby, and I'm not saying
nothing. Woo!
Woo! Woo!
But you do hear the timbre of the homeless voice is different.
It's that fresh air. Like you said, it kind of just covers those vocal cords with freshness, and then you get a voice like no other.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
Karen.
Right, like yeah. It's gravelier. Is it all the screaming they have to do outside?
Oh, man. Oh, here's some fresh air right here.
I'm on now.
You hear it? It's yeah. All, there's a common thread. Maybe it's the throat gets hoarse from all the crack smoking or something. There's something going on here because the quality of their voices sounds similar.
Yep.
I'm not wrong, am I?
There's a quality to it.
Yeah. So our voices don't sound like that.
They certainly don't, no. But we're all cooped up inside all day. Yeah, that's definitely very coopy.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
Feels good when you're fucking me.
This shit feels good.
Yeah. That is one of my top clips from your mom's house of all time.
That one?
Oh.
The fucking, yeah. It is a classic, man. Oh. It's good.
Fuck me in my ass, man.
It's really great. I never heard it anywhere else either. I mean, it's one of those things where I associate that just so much with this show.
Yeah, no one's stolen that one.
You know, I know.
That's weird. They don't play that on television.
That's one that no one's going to take. You know, this one I didn't hear a lot either.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
Yeah.
Apparently his church is being shut down.
You told me that.
Not because of anything, because crazy shit he says. It's because I think they're defaulting on their, their payments for the actual... physical building, their mortgage or whatever.
Oh, well, someone needs to support him and help him.
Yeah.
You got to keep that message alive.
That message of love.
Acceptance, just like Jesus preached.
When a man like that can't keep his service going, it's really a crime against humanity, you know?
No, like the Fuhrer, yeah. That's interesting you say that. Just like, hey, Hitler.
So ridiculous. Yeah, that guy had a real quiet orgasm. He was like...
Yeah, it was very disappointing. He should have. Yeah. He should have Sieg Heil.
Oh God.
Oh God.
Yeah, should have come all over his dad's funeral.
Oh, my dad's powerful organs.
The thing we were talking about, we had a sickle cell over at our house the other day.
We did.
Came over. Wanted to visit.
Of the crab feast.
Crab feast. See our son, okay? It's my son
there.
Okay. Okay.
He's like a son to me, man.
And
okay.
As we're talking, I don't know why it occurred to me to bring it up to him, but I just said, hey, did you know that we had Gloria Estefan on the show? And he goes, what?
Yeah.
And it really occurred to me that was such an incredible get.
I know.
And I feel like... You know, I mean, it did well in terms of, the listeners enjoyed it and, you know, had good download numbers. But I really feel like amongst the podcasting community, that was just like overlooked. I feel like we in those terms were the all the black actors that weren't nominated for Oscars this year.
Exactly, you know? Tom.
The Oscars So White campaign. They go, hey, what about, you know, Michael B. Jordan and Idris Elba, you know, all these actors that Tom should Segura. Be nominated for an Oscar and they're not. And it's like, why wasn't the Gloria Estefan Miami Fart Machine episode kind of praised more?
I agree. It kind of went under the radar, and it's a pretty monumental thing that we got a hold of her. And
we
Emilio.
Farted on her songs, and she was game, and Emilio talked, and they had a long... I mean, it's just... It kind of blows my mind.
I know. It was... we have to re-release it one of these days coming up.
I feel like we should have told more people about it or something.
I know.
It's one of those things where... I don't know. It deserved more. It's just the way I feel.
I feel like, too, it was underrated.
It's underrated. It's like a movie that came and went, and then you go, have you seen this fucking movie?
I know. I know, dude. It was really Mage. That
it really was. Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby. Do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. It's crazy.
It's so good. Who doesn't like this song?
I mean, I think the thing that blows me away is that we did this to her song, and then she reached out afterwards.
I know. We sent it to her.
Yeah.
She listened to this and then
heard
called.
This. Yeah.
I think people didn't believe us or something.
Yeah.
I don't think they believed us. Like, she literally, we played this for her, and then she let us call, like, have a call.
It's crazy.
Right on the notes, you did such a great job. It took you hours.
This is a producer's fucking song.
Here's, I know.
I think maybe what got twisted on this whole Gloria thing is that we had Melissa, right?
B.S. Senor.
Yeah, yes. Call in as a fake
before we even conceived of really sending it
right.
to Gloria.
And I think that may have been what
threw
people off. They go like, oh, it's just maybe they thought that was Melissa.
I think you're right. I think people thought we were pulling their legs.
Because this...
Hello? Hello?
That's Melissa.
Melissa right.
Hi, this is Gloria Estefan.
It's right. really good, though. It's just really good.
So that, that is kind of, I think. And then here's...
Hello.
That's the real one.
Yeah. Reina Gloria.
What's going on? This is Tom and Christine, I gather.
Yes, it is. Correct. Thank you so much for your call.
Well, you're very welcome. It's just that, you know, the other day, first of all, you got some hardcore fanage going on.
See, I mean,
it was crazy.
It's nuts. So I think it was seeing Ryan's reaction that prompted me to be like, oh, yeah.
I know.
Because I go, yeah, we fart. And he was like, what?
I know. It was so crazy. Do we know what episode
this
is?
Listen,
we're going
to
dig it up and we're going to re-release the Gloria Estefan episode. I think it needs another listen.
I think
guys need to listen to it again. It was pretty amazing.
Well, I think, you know, we just need to, whenever we do that, we just need to get more involved with getting our podcast friends to
hype it.
Yeah, that's what we fucked up
with. We should have, like, talked to Joe about it or something.
We farted on her song.
I know.
And she was excited about it.
I know.
She's one of the top-selling artists of all time. It's crazy. She's moved hundreds of millions of units.
I know.
And she was like, yeah, I'll get on the phone with you.
So crazy.
It's bananas.
Is she still doing that Broadway show? Get On Your Feet?
Let me see if it's still running or not. Let's see.
She was so nice. And she was so nice to us about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Gloria Estefan. Let's see if it's still playing.
They had such good personalities, I remember. They really rolled with it. And Emilio, too, is nice.
Let's see. It says it's On Your Feet. I don't know if it's still playing. I can't tell.
God, I feel like I have to. I want to shit so bad, but it's not ready.
They've been married 37 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think we'll be married that long?
No. Get on your feet.
Dun, 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 dun. You didn't even hesitate on that one.
No, it's not going to be that long. Jesus.
When do you think... I mean, how long after I'm gone will you remarry?
I don't know. I mean, hopefully you don't fucking linger too long, you know?
Okay.
I don't want you to be like...
When are you going to get your second wife? When does that happen?
It's still going. On Your Feet, still going.
Oh, good. Okay.
It's going,
when are we divorcing?
Looks like
though?
Through March.
Oh, she's still doing it. Jeez.
Oh, it's running through April. I'm looking into the future here. Is it running in May? It's running in May. Yeah, man. Yeah, no, yeah. It's at the Marquis Theater in New York City. Wow, they're really, yeah, it's
Tom, can we please go over this? When are you getting your second wife? When is this happening?
I don't know, man. I think that's a good question. I think it probably should happen before I'm 50.
Yeah.
You know? That's kind of good second wife timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
No, that's a good time, because you'll have accumulated more money and wealth, and then I'll just take half of that.
Yeah.
Never get married again, you know?
Right.
And just have 20-year-old lovers.
You what?
Will you get married again?
I don't know. I think what probably will happen is that
if
it's right before I'm 50, you know, the boy Chapito's like 14, so he's in high school. He's big enough to deal with it. We're moving on.
Yeah.
And then it's like, two Christmases, you'll have a good time. So we tell him that whole speech. And then, I don't know, man, I'll probably meet somebody, doesn't really speak English that well, you know.
That would be a dream for you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. And then...
What race will you go to next?
What race? Oh, what race of...
Person.
Person. Oh, that's a good question, too. I don't know. For that second one...
Second wife's totally different than first wife.
Yeah,
First wife, you make all your mistakes. Second right. wife, you're older, wiser, you know.
Yeah.
You revise things a little.
I don't know, man. You know, the whole thing is, too, is like, do you have kids again? It's like, I don't feel like I want to.
Not at 50.
But what if she's like, oh, but that's all I want?
They do. Yeah. The younger women, that's the problem with younger hoes, is they want babies. You got to have to do this all over.
She's like, I want it. I want those babies, please.
It's not going to be, I want the baby. My Pasha.
She don't want my baby. And they go, yeah, no, it's, you know, I don't know my baby. And I go, yeah, I want a baby. No more babies at 50. You can't, I can't do it.
No.
But she's like, I promise I do all the work. That.
All right.
I got to make you happy, you know.
And then you do it.
Reluctantly.
Yeah, of course.
That's the way it happens.
Well, the second kid, you don't really take care of that kid. You just throw money at the problem
right.
at that age, you know.
Like, oh, no.
You're not a really active dad. That's the cool part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always calling up Chapo, asking him to hang out.
Chapo.
I hope his
name sticks. Fuck you, Dad. Where the fuck have you been?
Ah, come on, man.
Mom hates you.
No, you turned 16. I just got you a car. Forgive me. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
He will.
No, I don't want a divorce, babe.
No, don't. Let's stay married like Emilio and Gloria.
Yeah, 37 years.
Dirty. You hear these fucking assholes next
time?
Yeah,
it's fucking the worst.
Dickheads.
Can't stand them.
Hey, what are we not going to do for Valentine's Day this year?
Everything.
For those of you who don't know, Tom and I refuse to celebrate Valentine's Day every year. It's the worst holiday in the world.
It is the worst.
They really exploit the shit out of this holiday.
Yeah. It's the worst.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I hate it, too. But it just means that the rest of the year, you're mean to your spouse. You don't give a shit about your spouse.
I just feel... I don't like commercially,
forced.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I know.
I always felt that way about, like, even the Mother's Day, Father's Day thing.
Fuck that.
Like, I get
that's
it's
horrible.
A time to, it's nice to celebrate your mom or dad at that point, but I don't know. It's nice to just appreciate them other times of the year.
Yeah, how about be nice all the time?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of appreciating, the other day you farted in the kitchen and I didn't react.
Yeah, that was kind of a bummer. I remember being in the kitchen and I think I really had a nice one and I got... nothing out of you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you were just like, been there, done that. And I don't know. I like when I get just a little bit of acknowledgement and you go, oh, I hear stuff like that all the time. You gave me nothing.
Well, that's because I had the kid just farts and shits in my hands constantly. And when you got a champion farter on your hands, it's like you're kind of a, second tier farter now.
That's so fucked up.
I have somebody who's 10 pounds making grown man farts in my hands.
He is doing... He's doing the Lord's work, and you know, it's impressive.
I know, but you're upset with me.
I am. I want a little bit of acknowledgement.
Oh my gosh!
Something like that, you know.
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
Oh my gosh!
If you just gave me something like that, I go, all right, I did my work. I did my job. Yeah. I feel good about it.
All right. Well, let me think about it. I have to, I'll make a note of it. I'm sorry. How was your dumps this week? I know last week we had a lot of emergencies and
I didn't feel better. One of those smoothies again, and I didn't have anything quite like that. Yeah. I mean, look, there's been some nasty stuff happened.
Yeah.
That's just life, but nothing like those emergency dumps.
Yeah. You feel better this week. You look better.
Yeah. I mean,
you slept.
I have just a little bit of rust left from the cold, but I feel much better.
Rust?
Yeah, a little rust, you know.
Blood?
Like, no, just like where you go.
You cough blood.
You cough and you kind of clear. You're like, oh, there's just something there.
It's gross.
But it was gnarly. That was a bad cold.
I know. I'm so glad that Chapito and I didn't get sick. The plague passed over us.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you noticed that, you know, we put up some videos last week that we talked about. And if you haven't seen them yet, yourmomshousepodcast.com, go to the clips page and you post them on there, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you see them, you'll notice how bare the walls are. And it's funny how we've talked about this before, that sometimes embarrassment and humiliation is a good motivator.
Mm-hmm.
Even though no one really tried to humiliate us that much, I personally saw it and was like, we got to put something up.
Look terrible.
Well, we got used to just having our stuff in the boxes.
I know.
You know, we're so lazy and we're just tired all the time. But anyways, we were motivated enough to get here today and put up a few things just so that the walls have something on them,
mm-hmm.
which I feel already better about.
Yeah, and I forgot all these treasures that we have. We have the City Connection album, Emmanuel Lewis. We have me with Fief as the Virgin Mary.
Yeah.
We have the first one we ever got. Who did that? Is this Crim City?
Crim City, yeah.
With Tom and I with our toothbrushes and our pajamas, and Tom is shirtless with his jeans. So good. Wow, that's from 2012.
For the dental updates. And this is a Bogart drawing.
De Carlin.
That's the retard and retarded poster. Yeah.
So much good stuff. Theo with his tits.
Yeah, you're the dog's tits.
Retarded.
It's all here.
Retard.
Yeah, even this took just a few minutes and already changes the way this looks in this area.
We should have done it sooner, man.
Yeah, we should have. Speaking of things that we should have explored sooner, one of the things we didn't do in the, let me pull this up for you. In sometimes when we get these clips, you know, we find something in it and we go, okay, we'll just use that, right? And we just put that up. And somebody brought to our attention that in the Hey Hitler clip that is obviously now taking the world by storm.
Hey Hitler.
That's how her clip opens. We never really explored the rest of this. I saw just a brief moment of it, and it was alarming.
Really?
So I'd like to play it for you.
I'd love to hear it. It's we do kind of stop. It's the same with Kimane. The first time we played it, we were just like,
so blown away by the first few things. Yeah.
And you just disregard it. So let's see what Hitler's, who's vlogging to Hitler and why.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of shit going on in her room.
What is going on?
Just a lot of pictures and posters. Looks like things are signed behind her, and it just looks very busy. It looks
a lot
very,
of Hitler stuff.
Well, no Hitler, real Hitler stuff, but a lot of clutter. You know, it's like you know when people have the collages and stuff that they make.
Yeah, like vision board type stuff.
It's a lot. It's busy. It's a busy background. Hmm. Okay.
Hey Hitler, it's me, Danny. I just want to tell you that Nathaniel Lewis is basically harassing my Daniacs, and he's harassing me. He's threatening to kill Kendall Daniac and rape her.
What is going on?
She said that Nathaniel's threatening to kill and rape somebody.
Well, this is just as funny as the background on the Hi Mommy clip. We're two for two this episode.
It gets weirder, though.
Hilarious, yeah.
Threatening to kill...
what the fuck is happening?
Kill Albaniac and rape
Kill
her.
Albania?
And he's also trying to, like,
Jesus Christ.
Sacrifice Louis to another demon.
Uh-oh.
And he put a love spell on me called PQ.
Uh-oh.
He put a love spell on her called PQ.
PQ, huh. A lot going on in this clip we didn't know about.
Are you sure you want to share all this with Hitler? That's what I'm really thinking about. Like, I don't know.
She vlogs to Hitler.
If Hitler's the best guy to tell.
It's her video diary to Hitler.
Maybe just pick a new person to share this with.
He's been suspended my account like 1,000 of times because he's like overly jealous. He basically is obsessed with me, and he doesn't know anything about me.
Now, there's another one when somebody says anything.
Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah, anything.
The doesn't click. Know
anything about me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
About me. Anything about me.
Yeah.
Gotta rub that click.
Ugh.
I don't know. Anything.
There you go.
It's so weird, right?
Right now, but you know what? I just want to tell you that.
What the fuck is going on here?
I think she might have mental problems.
Sure. You think?
That I think.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel Lewis is trying to. You know.
Yeah.
Get rid of all my Daniacs because he's like obsessed with
Daniacs?
Me and is like overly jealous.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay.
Of
right. Something else is
me
happening.
Me wanting
clip.
To be with Louie. So could you like help me get rid of Nathaniel Lewis?
Oh, Hitler.
And make him stop harassing me.
Well, now it makes sense. She wants Hitler's help.
Yeah. Now it does make sense. She just asked for Hitler to get rid of somebody.
Duh. Oh, well,
you know
now
what?
It's perfectly acceptable.
We were looking at you all wrong. Pretty sharp girl. Pretty sharp girl.
Daniacs, including
all the Daniacs.
Oh.
Is that like Beliebers?
I think so.
All the Daniacs.
Taylor Dane. They're Taylor Dane fans.
Because I really, really need your help, and I
Hitler.
Really, really would appreciate it
yes.
if you would like tell Nathaniel Lewis.
Yeah, we got his name.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyways, that's all I have to say. And
bye, Hitler.
Bye, Hitler.
Arrest Nathaniel Lewis for actually trying
got it. Yeah.
to.
I wonder if she says bye, Hitler.
Kindle. Okay. Anyways, that's all I have to say. Bye. Cheerio, darling. Love you.
To Hitler. Wow. Bye, Hitler.
Bye, cheerio, darling.
To Hitler.
You know, Hitler's not British, right? You know that? Cheerio, darling.
You know, I could see this as a premise for like a Nickelodeon show, like Clarissa Explains It All, where the girl's vlogging
right.
to Hitler. Mm. And every episode opens with a problem. Like,
you know,
hey, Hitler, this boy at school's bullying me. And then Hitler helps her.
Good pitch for you to take
you
out.
You got it.
Yeah. Let me know how those pitches go. If you don't mind, try to record those. So every episode this girl opens, she sits at her desk and she turns the camera, turns on her vlogging camera, and it always opens.
Hey, Hitler.
And then this week's problem.
Right. Yeah. It's Nathaniel Lewis is stalking me. Help me, Hitler.
Threatening to rape and kill me.
Yeah. Right. And then how does Hitler help her? Let's find out.
And then from the dead, Hitler's always like,
right.
I can help you.
I can help you.
Yeah. Cheerio, darling. Bye, darling. Cheerio.
I can help.
Speaking of fun accents.
Yeah.
How do you think that first time it went down when Mr. Carson gave that thick cock to Mrs. Hughes on Downton Abbey?
I know. They didn't address their sex life yet.
No, they were always like, you know, there was that whole thing before where she was having Mrs. Patmore ask, you know, is he going to slam that dick in me?
Nobody said that on Downton.
Well, but that was the implication, that she was like, I don't know if I want to get fucked.
And, nobody said
and she
that.
She said, my pussy's a mess.
Okey-doke.
No, she did. She did imply.
Nobody did.
She did imply it. She said, like, I don't know if I'm ready to get that thick Carson cock in here. And then he was like, I definitely want to fuck. Remember?
Mrs. Hughes?
Mrs. Hughes.
I know he wanted to fuck. Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't like, the cooking. He was.
Well, now
like,
that they're back from their little honeymoon, he's like, your cooking's whack as fuck. But they haven't addressed if she's sore or whatever. They haven't.
You know what would be really funny is if you did recap Downton Abbey episodes like this. It's too bad this is the final season, because that would be a really funny sketch. If you're like, and then he was like, your cooking's whack as fuck, Mrs. Hughes. And then, yeah.
I hope your blowjobs are better than your fucking cooking.
Right.
It sucks.
Downton Abbey this week on Masturbate Theater.
I do think that he's probably got a real thick one.
You've said that a lot. You've really been thinking about this.
Yeah, Mr. Hughes has like this. He's just like a big nose. Mr. Carson has big nose, and he's a big guy. I bet he's got just like a thumper on him, where it's just like he pulls it out and he can't get his thumb and his index finger to touch when he holds it. And Mrs. Hughes can go like, I'm Mr. Carson, like that. And he's like, come here, you fucking tramp. And then, you know. And he's like,
what a colorful imagination you have. What a wonderful mind.
And he goes, no more tea tonight.
You know what you're like? Like what's that movie, A Beautiful Mind? We're like, is he a genius or I don't know.
Yeah.
Or just weird.
He's a genius.
You're that guy.
He's a genius. Yeah.
What do you think will happen to Lord Grantham? He's going to the hospital.
Yeah, that was pretty violent this week. His ulcer caused him to just vomit blood all over.
I caught that and I'm like, is this a joke? It was almost like a parody SNL sketch.
Yeah.
Like, wait, is this happening in Downton?
I think most of the time shows like that kind of really minimize it, where he goes, and then a little bit of blood trickles out. But they went overboard
where
an alien was inside of his abdomen, and then it was so much blood.
He barfed so much blood on all over people's dresses. I'm like,
faces.
Wait a minute. It was funny the way they shot it.
Yeah.
It was comedic. It's like a Tarantino movie, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. I'm very worried about Lord Grantham.
Yeah, I think he's going to be fine, and it's just going to be the indication that they need to modernize the hospital.
Yeah, it's about the hospital story.
And and then I think his mother is going to be super pissed, but then happy. I think whatever happens at the hospital, the change is going to make her realize that it needed a change.
You know what I mean? Think so too.
So then she'll reluctantly accept it, and then she's going to die.
No, you think Lady?
Yeah. She has to die.
The Dowager Duchess?
For sure.
No.
For sure.
Please don't say that. She's my favorite character on the show.
The Dowager has to die. Yeah.
No.
It's part of the show. It's just life. And
I don't think
she's
old
enough. She's going to die.
I think Cora's going to die.
Why would Cora die?
I think Cora's, for some reason, I see the mom dying, not the grand lady.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Now, what do you think about Lord Grantham's dick size? You haven't mentioned his.
Lord Grantham? Oh, it's a little below
average.
It's
small, right?
Yeah.
I think so, too. Why do I think that?
Yeah, it's below average, for sure.
Now,
it's just one of those, like, well, it'll do. And that's his.
Yeah.
And by the way, that's his attitude, which I think he's a very positive guy.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, he probably saw Carson's once and was like, "What?" And then, you know, looked at his and was like, "Well, it'll do." It's very.
He's adequate. He's not under. Mm-hmm. He's just adequate.
But Mrs. Hughes, when she gets a piece of that Carson, she's gonna be like,
"Oh, you're gonna my pussy talking to you now."
She's gonna be fired up.
Do you think Branson and Lady Mary are gonna get together?
They're teasing that.
Yeah.
They're teasing it, where they're saying...
They're intimating.
Yeah, but then he's also trying to set her up with the other guy, which is a misdirect.
I don't know.
I think it's a misdirect.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too. I think he's testing the water with her to see if she's into him by doing that.
And he's going to slip it in her butt one night, but then she's going to be...
She's not gonna slip in her butt.
He is gonna slip it in her butt one night in the house, and then she's gonna be like, "We can't do this because you're Sybil's, you know, husband."
I think
she's gonna fight the love.
But isn't that weird that his peener was inside of Sybil before?
Yeah.
And then now his peener's gonna go into Lady Mary. Isn't that weird that your sister fucked your
Absolutely. BF. I've banged a couple of sisters. It's weird. It's weird.
You have not.
Yeah. Back in the day. It was a long time ago. Before you were here.
Okay. That's super weird. Have you ever banged a girl that someone else that you've known?
Have I banged a girl that someone I knew banged her?
Yeah, like someone you were close to.
Let's see. Thinking of high school, college days. A couple of girls that were passed around a bit.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. College, are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were a couple of relief pits.
Relief pits?
Yeah.
That's so gross.
That, you know, they're basically doing a service.
It's so gross. Relief pits. Mm-hmm. Ugh, I'm going to throw up.
I remember this one girl that she slept with the entire basketball team at my school.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. It was very well known.
How do you know?
Because people talked about it, and she didn't ever deny it.
Was it butt sex Becky?
No. But she, you know, put it out there. Yeah, there's people, I'm sure there's, I mean, you know, I had sex with somebody, and I know somebody else had sex with her later. I'm trying to think if I was ever second. I tried to get in there first with the...
Those, yeah, you want to be first.
Those scallywagons, yeah.
Oh, my God. Stupid.
Didn't you ever bang a dude that somebody, one of your friends has banged?
No.
Never?
No. None of my friends like Puerto Rican guys.
Gross. But you banged me, and some of your friends had me, I'm sure, first.
Nobody
right?
had. Who, did you bang any of my friends?
Who didn't I bang? Definitely.
You know, when you're Puerto Rican, you're just Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Did I? No. I didn't bang any of your friends.
No.
No.
You were too young. You were just a puppy when we started dating.
I shoved it in a few holes before I got to you, though,
yeah,
in LA. But I don't think you know any of them.
Oh, my God. That was terrible. Remember that time we were watching a movie?
No, don't talk about it. Don't
talk about it. Okay, fine.
I don't want to give any hints, clues to anybody.
Okay.
This is a clip that came in here. Let's see if you enjoy this as much as I did. This man is one of those mega pastors. He's in a church in the middle of his sermon. You know, like one of those like casual pastors who's like, I wear a t-shirt and jeans. And
oh, yeah, the cool guy, yeah.
The cool That's pastor. The There's probably, you know, at least 1,000 people in the room.
Super lame, yeah.
So someone's strumming a guitar as he's giving his speech, and it just kind of, you could tell his mind, he's got that stream of consciousness flowing, and then kind of says something where he's like, and he tries to correct himself.
The reason you lift your hand is because you already believe. You're saying, I believe. You know, and we've just given you an opportunity to confess him before men. He sees you, a little guy in the back. Little guy, I'm not a midget, he's a child. I mean, I didn't want anyone to think I was offending a midget.
The best is that, yeah, you know when you fucked up and he's just like...
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Because he did the thing where he says, this little guy, child, midget, and then he's like, oh, fuck, I just said midget. And then he wants to apologize, but he doesn't realize in his apology, he says midget again. And then, so then you're trying to fix what you offended,
yeah.
But also he has his message of his sermon.
Yeah.
So he's... And then he's just like,
shit. That's always how it is, especially when you're trying not to say something and then you fucking say it.
When I was in college and I went up to this, I was hanging out with Red and a couple guys. We were hanging out at this pool one day. I went back to, I think it was, maybe it was right after I'd graduated. So I go, Red's living in these apartments. I hang out with him and his buddy is sitting on the pool stairs and he's got a towel around his shoulders, you know, like you started to dry off, so you're just hanging, you know, like feet are in the pool still, but he's got the, so I just did like, hey, what's up, man? He's like, oh, this is my friend Kyle or whatever, what's up, man? And I talked to Red and, you know, I see Kyle but I don't really know him or anything. So later that night we meet up at this bar and we're just all hanging out and I see the same guy, Kyle. And his arms are in his sleeves, but it's summertime. So it's like, you know, when you're cold and you pull your arms, and I go, Jesus, man, are you seriously cold right now? And he just looks at me. And then I see Red his eyes like a bug out of his head, and he starts shaking his head, and I go, oh. And I didn't realize that Kyle was missing an arm.
Oh, shit.
So I go, oh, I didn't I just didn't realize.
Yeah.
Because I thought it just looked like he had his arms in his sleeve in the summertime in a bar. I'm like, how can you be cold?
I know.
And then you just want to go like, I'm fucking stupid.
That's the worst. It's the worst. You know, one time in high school, there was a girl I went to high school with that had a dead arm. Mm-hmm. He just, one of them didn't move.
Yeah.
And like,
do that again?
It was a dead arm. Mm-hmm. Like, it was there, but it just didn't, it couldn't, it was limp. And she's like, can I borrow a pencil? And like, I threw it at her dead arm, like not thinking. And I was like, fuck, oh shit, sorry. And I just hit the floor, like the pencil bounced off her dead arm and hit the floor. I was like, oh, you're fuck. Right.
Wanted anyone to think I was offending a midget.
And,
whoopsie. That's a great find.
Yeah.
What a great clip.
Great clip. Blue Band found it.
Good job, Blue Bands.
Yep. Yep.
Cool pastors are the worst, by the way.
That whole, man.
I don't like that lane.
Some people
at all.
Are, you know, I don't mind people that find some type of comfort in their religion.
Yeah.
You know, but there's something about these mega church guys where it just feels like a hustle.
It
know?
Is, yeah.
It feels so gross.
It totally is a hustle.
And they're always talking about, like, I mean, the thing is, I mean, there was that guy this past summer, one of these mega church guys said to his followers, and then he retracted it a little bit later, that if each of the followers were to donate $300, he and the church could buy a brand new G650 Gulfstream private jet. He's like, if everybody just gave $300, I could just do that. It would help the ministry. And then it's like, well, when you see that, if you're one of his followers, don't you fucking want to kill the guy? Especially the fact that he retracted it, because he knows his greed, you know, was only overcome a few days later by some reason where somebody was like, you can't ask for a jet. But he did.
That's so bizarre.
And he's already living this great life, you know.
Yeah.
The donations, and it's that they're convincing people that by donating they're helping their own cause. That's what's so gross, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see it though. I kind of admire his honesty though.
What's his honesty?
Of like, if you guys each give me $300, I can have this cool jet.
Yeah, but
as opposed to like,
but he's saying that it would help the ministry. Which is not honest, you know.
Right. Oh, that's true. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, he's completely he's making them think that if you do this, you're helping your, you know, me spread the word of the Lord.
Right, and right.
That's what's so disgusting, because it's not. It has nothing to do with that. It's just that I want this great jet, you know.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit.
He's a POS.
Yeah. Now if you go to your mom's house podcast.com, there's a donations button on the right side of the page.
Well, how much are we asking for, Tom?
Well, if
turntables.
If everybody who listens to this show gives a couple $100, I can get these sweet turntables and I can get my Beats machine.
Yeah.
And I can get all the equipment I need to start my DJing. By the way, a lot of people really impressed with my painting that we put up last
That's
week.
Not true. No one's impressed. Don't say that. What are you doing?
I'm pulling out my phone to show you some of the comments.
I mean, wasn't anybody impressed with my drawing of you? I feel like
no
we should read those comments under my drawing of you. I feel
no
like I did a really great
about
job.
That. I mean, people went to my page here on Instagram, which is Segura Tom. And they said, you've done mankind a great service by digging deep into your psyche to share with us truly dark times are inevitably upon us. That's from Chris Alicia. Megan Lane, you're so talented.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper and such wrote, what is Christina Mommy talking about? This is art.
Okay.
Chase and West, this could be the next work, next to the work of the Dalí. We need to get this in the museums.
Why are you guys encouraging? Stop encouraging, Tom.
Miss Meow wrote, I think you're underutilizing your insane talents. You need to do a DJ set while painting a portrait.
Okay.
I mean, it just goes on.
Guys,
and by the way,
stop encouraging.
A couple of artists on here. Let's see. Dark Kenji wrote, as an artist, I have to say this is amazing. I have to follow you. And Ash of the Mind, he goes, I feel kind of empty and humbled as an artist. Cool Broden wrote, Christina doesn't understand true talent, Tom. Okay. It broke my heart a little bit when she relentlessly bashed it. I say you master the art of art. Okay. So a lot of people trashing you and your hatred of my talent. And, you know, I'm kind of the one that came out on top, it sounds like.
Well, my friend Shauna, who is an artist, a professional.
I've been wanting to hear this. Did you ask her?
Well, I sent it to her, and she goes, oh, fuck yeah, I saw it. I saw his awesome art on the gram. Mm-hmm. And I said, don't encourage it, but seriously, how mentally ill is he? Be honest, I need your opinion here. And she writes, yeah, he's really working something out there, something dark. So there you go. You're working something out.
Yeah.
She's asking if you have any motivations, like when, where, and why. Why did you do this piece?
I see that image in my head a lot. Any other questions?
No.
Like when I close my eyes at night, it's what I see.
Two bales of hay, one blood colored, one brown, a gun pointed at your forehead, and then a black sun.
Yeah. Okay. This is what I see when I go to sleep.
Oh, God. Hey, Hitler.
It is kind of a Hey, Hitler kind of dream. God, yeah, that I get into at night. Hey, Hitler. And so I shut my eyes.
What's going on in there?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I do wonder about you.
What do you wonder?
Because you know how you never really know somebody? Like, I know you, but I don't really know. You could be a total dark psychopath, you know? You like all those TV shows.
At this point, you really think that?
You could be.
We have a child together. I mean,
who cares? You could be, you know, double life.
Here, look.
Oh, you gave me an eye roll? Four. One, two, three, four eye rolls. Whoa. Yeah.
You think I'm a psychopath?
You're like one of those truck drivers that have multiple families in different towns.
Yeah. I travel a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to Salt Lake City this week.
See?
You can have
your family there, your other family.
I could have my sister wives, right?
Don't worry about that ever, like that you could be married to someone, like they have a total double life or be totally different than.
No. Do I worry about that sometimes?
Like, it's on those TV shows you watch.
So you think that I should worry about that?
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like, those shows you watch, the women are always like, I don't know, he was such a nice guy, and then out of the blue, he stabbed.
And they're all Southern?
He stabbed.
I don't know, he's such a nice guy.
Bless his heart.
Bless his little heart.
I don't know.
He used to come home and he would have a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah.
And one day he stabbed the dog. I don't know.
Yeah. I guess it could happen. Maybe one day I'll stab you in the side of the head.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Can we tell them about our Jeep key debacle right now? So horrible.
Yes. Because I want to tell you
also
what we haven't even brought up to each other, the realization of this.
What?
Well, to set the backstory, we months ago, actually, when
almost a year now,
we were shooting the pilot.
Yeah,
that we shot. We got home.
Less than a year. March.
But we get home from shooting the pilot, and then sometime in the next week, we can't find the keys to the Jeep. Right.
Right. But I'm convinced that I've thrown them away because we came home with a bag of snacks and I'm like, that must be in the bag of snacks, and I threw the bag away. It's gone.
We turn the house upside down. We empty things. We you know, we can't find them.
Gone.
I don't know how many months passed. Like 6 months passed.
No, then about 3 weeks ago. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Six months passed.
And then you call me, I think, and you go, you're never going to believe
it. Because I was walking the dogs. This is the first time outside in weeks with the baby, and I'm walking the dogs and I'm wearing my winter coat. I put my hands in the winter coat pocket, and lo and behold, the fucking keys are in the pocket. So I call you, like, panicked and happy. I found the Jeep keys. This is it. Because it costs hundreds of dollars to replace this key, right? Because it's like a special electronic thing.
I mean, you get two sets. It's a lease. You turn the keys in, right? So we get the keys. The keys, by the way, those keys have the office keys on them. And the electronic fob to open the
right.
So
that's another penalty to pay.
Here's how retarded we are. You find those, and what do we do with Jeep keys? We keep both in rotation. This is the realization that I came to. Why didn't we stash one like you're supposed to do with spares?
Right.
Instead of keeping both out.
Oh my God.
Anyways, we've now lost that set of keys for a second time.
They're gone again. We had them for what exactly?
I'm so pissed
less
about
than a month,
it.
3 weeks.
I'm so upset.
I'm so upset too. I don't know what happened. I had them here last week when I was recording that Deep Row.
Yeah.
This week, my friend Shawn is on there, by the way. She did an artist retreat. She was alone for 3 weeks, and it was crazy. Anyway, where the fuck are they?
I don't know. I don't know. It's making me crazy, though.
They're in the bedroom somewhere. They're in a pocket. I think they're in a pocket in jeans somewhere. I see them in a pocket somewhere. Like just what happened this last time, the winter coat. Fuck, dude. So stupid.
It's
so upsetting.
It's upsetting. One other thing. Somebody sent a fart. Somebody sent a song. Do you want to hear the song?
Yeah.
Before we go, here's a song that somebody sent. It's called 10 Licks, Do What You Want With Them.
Okay.
Here it is. Here's 10 Licks, Do What You Want With Them. Here's 10 Licks, Do What You Want With Them.
Jesus Christ.
That was hard to watch. 10 that I'm licking your balls or your penis or your anus or something. Go ahead.
You have a really nice laugh.
Cause you got meaty lips.
Wow.
Is that me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. You know who made this?
What is it?
It's DJ Denim on Denim.
That's not me.
All right. Well,
Wow. Thank you.
Put your dick between your legs.
A couple things I always forget to mention.
Mortified.
There's a Facebook page. People, you know, we post things on there. People interact on there. It's facebook.com/yourmomshousepodcast. Obviously, the website, yourmomshousepodcast.com. TomSegura.com for tickets to my live shows. Thousand Ranch for Christina. Anything
else?
That's Deep Bro. And we're posting videos a lot, so make sure you check them out on the website. And please subscribe to my YouTube that I'm posting stuff on and the Your Mom's House.
I think you mean prescribe.
Subscribe to that. That's it. Jeans?
Jeans up. I love you guys.
Bye, guys.
I